joy to the Lord. Please stand as Chuck Novak is going to read our call to worship this morning out of Philippians chapter 4. And I will light the Advent candle as he reads that scripture.
Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Father, we bless you and we honor you that you are the Prince of Peace, that you are the Holy One, that you are the Worthy One, that your name is faithful, that your name is true. And Lord, we bless you and you are so worthy of praise. We thank you, God, for the promises in your word that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Lord, we come to you this morning and we pray for all of the needs that have been presented. We pray for Andrew Wise, little baby, 1 year old, who's in the pediatric ICU in Deaconess Hospital. Father, we pray for Andrew that you would bless him, that you would heal him. Lord, if it's an issue with his lungs, we pray that those lungs would be strong and he'd be able to breathe in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for Pam's great-grandbaby, Ruby Ann, that was finally born 2 weeks late, but Lord, she's here, and we just bless Ruby and her mama in Jesus' name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Ruby Ann. Lord, we pray for Janet Kirk. We thank you, Jesus, that she's healing up. We pray, Jesus, that there would continue to be no infection, that her body, Lord, would just regain strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, you would bless her, that you would heal her, that you would raise her up. We pray, Father, for Bruce Hicks. We thank you, Jesus, for shoulder surgery, and that it looks like things are going well. We pray for complete mobility to return to that shoulder, healing to come, all pain to go, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for Tom and Bonnie, who have a grandchild in utero, that it looks like there are heart issues with that grandbaby. They've already lost two. We pray for that grandbaby, and we say, heart be whole, in Jesus' name. We pray grace and strength and healing on that baby would be born, and that baby would have wholeness of life, wholeness of that heart. And Lord, I pray peace on Tom and Bonnie. We pray peace on the mama and daddy. And Lord, just ask for your mercy and healing to come to that little one in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for Tony's friend, JP, who was in a very severe car accident, broken bones, possible brain damage. And Lord, you're the one that knit us together in our mother's womb. You knit those bones together for the first time. And we say, bones align. Bones be healed in Jesus' name. We speak to any swelling in the brain and we say go in Jesus' name. God, we ask healing to come to JP, restoration, healing, mind, body, soul, and spirit over him. We speak peace over him in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you again that your name is faithful. We thank you, Lord, for this third Sunday in Advent of joy, reminded, Lord, that your joy is our strength, that you came to give us life, and you came to give us abundant. Thank you that you care for us. You don't want us to be anxious and fret and worried. We thank you, Lord, that you do indeed guard our hearts and our minds with your peace. Lord, I pray for the mission committee after church. Pray unity in that meeting. And Lord, that there be a real sense of where to give the March to the Manger offering. We thank you for Bevan. We thank you for Jonathan Walden and his family. We thank you for the ministry to the homeless and needy that's starting up here in DuQuoin. And Lord, I pray just for wisdom and unity, that you'd lay it on their heart who to give to. And Lord, I pray that we would all thank you for the givers in this church. Lord, there are so many and they're so generous. And Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to share to those that are giving and serving outside of the United States. And Lord, we just bless. We bless Bevan. We bless Jonathan reached out to me. It's been a while ago now, and was asking, it's like, April, would you like Brian Arner to come and sing? And I was like, yeah. And again, knowing that I'm not a singer, and you all have put up with me for a long time, and I'm thankful that Don's able to sing, but to be able to have a service where we just have good minstrel worship, anointed worship, I just thought that would be really, really good. So I think Brian comes from Georgia, right? And so he's come all the way up from Georgia. And as I shared before we went live, he's ministering tomorrow night down at Marion Aldersgate at 6:30, if you would like to see him then as well. So I'm really, really grateful that Brian is here. Let's welcome him.
Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for being here this morning. In Georgia, in the winter, it's about mid-40s, low-40s, and misting rain. So thanks for making me feel at home. So I was born in Ohio and grew up in Tampa Bay, but right now, Atlanta,
just like us. I had a very simple thought this week as I was in my quiet time, and I just really briefly want to share that with you. John the Baptist came, and he had a supernatural birth as well. He wasn't conceived of the Holy Spirit, but Zechariah and Elizabeth were old, but the Lord gave them John. And after Mary had the visitation of the angel, Mary came to visit her aunt, her cousin, Elizabeth. And as Mary was coming, John the Baptist in the womb knew who that was conceived in Mary. And that baby leapt in Mary's womb. And John the Baptist knew. He knew in utero who Jesus was. And in John chapter 1, it says this. The next day, John, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me because he was born before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." What struck me when I read that was John knew who he was. He knew that God had called him to prepare the way of the Lord. He knew that. He knew that the Messiah was coming. But it says here that he needed the Spirit of God to confirm that. And that to me is profound. And my exhortation to all of us this morning is, you all, there is more. There is more. He knew in utero who Jesus was. He knew that. But as he grew and as he walked with the Lord, and he's baptizing, but he needed the Spirit of God to say, "Hey, on the one whom the Holy Spirit comes on like a dove and sits, that is the Messiah." John didn't know that specifically, but he needed the Spirit of God to say that. Later on, he's imprisoned, and he's discouraged. How many of us, when life happens to us, death, disease, discouragement, it happens to us, and we think, wow, Lord, are you really good? Lord, are you really with me? Lord, do you really love me? It was in that prison that John the Baptist sent and asked his disciples, he said, "Hey, John wants to know, are you really the one? Are you really the one?" He was doubting. He was doubting. Are you really the one? And Jesus told them, he said, "You go tell John that the lame are walking, that the deaf hear." He's essentially saying Isaiah 61 is fulfilled in me. You go tell John that. And John needed encouragement because he was discouraged. And he was walking with the Lord. There are going to be ups in life, and there are going to be downs in life. But the beauty of the incarnation is Jesus came, and the Spirit of God is here. And he wants to talk to you. He wants to reveal more of Jesus to you. There's more. Just as John the Baptist needed the Holy Spirit to come and say, "Hey, John, this is the one. This is the one that the dove comes on. This is my Messiah." And that was an affirmation to John when he was up, when he was doing well, and when he was down and he was discouraged. And Jesus, are you really the one? Gave him scripture to remind him, "Yeah, I am who I say I am." Jesus is with us, and he wants to speak to you, and he wants to come into your darkness. But you know what? He needs an invitation, and all you have to do is let him in. And John the Baptist found out that there is more, and I'm here to tell you this morning that there is more. There is more. If we would just open up our heart and say, "Jesus, I want to see you more. I want to see you rightly." Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe you just need Jesus and Holy Spirit to say, "Hey, he needs to give you a word." He wants to do that this morning. Will we let him in? Father, I bless you and I praise you and I honor you. that you are the soon and coming King. Mary, what did Mary know? She knew a little bit. She knew a little bit. The Holy Spirit, the angel, told her. But as she grew and years went by, the revelation got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger of who Jesus really was. John the Baptist knew who you were, Jesus. He knew. He knew who he was and he knew who you were. But there was more. And it was in his discouragement. Are you really the one, Jesus? Are you really the one? And Jesus, you gave him the word. So Lord, wherever we are, if we need a word this morning, if we just need a reminder, I pray that you would encourage your people. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Thank you, Jesus, that there is always more. Open our eyes. Open our ears. Open our hearts to see, to hear, to experience more of you, Jesus. We pray it in your name. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Go in peace. We have fellowship time.